Good evening and welcome to all you loyal listeners and all you fresh new initiates alike. The Frightmare Theater podcast is supported by Sonnet. Listening to podcasts shouldn't be hard, but so many podcast apps on Android are cluttered and confusing. With its modern, clean design and extremely user-friendly interface, Sonnet makes it easier for those on Android to discover new shows, listen, subscribe, and get notified of latest episodes. Best of all, it's free! Click the link in the description to listen to the Frightmare Theater podcast on Sonnet. Producing a monthly horror radio drama is a monstrous undertaking. If you enjoy stalking the shadows with us every month, we urge you to join the Frightmare Theater Undead family and support us on Patreon, where you will receive members-only special content. Please consider rating and reviewing the show on iTunes as well. Oh, well, that's our cue. Thanks for listening and enjoy tonight's terrifying episode.
The hour has grown late, and shadows lurk around every corner. Young Sally walks home in the rain. Poor little thing missed the bus and is now sopping wet. Oh, what a shame. But that's okay. That smelly bus driver will pay for leaving her behind. They will all pay, and she knows just how to do it, too. While across town, Alan Green gets into a car share en route to the airport. The driver seems unusually quiet, and all Alan can hear is his labored breathing from the front seat. Alan finds his own breathing labored as well, in the sickeningly sweet smell of the stranger's car. As he fights off a strong urge to sleep, the driver turns around smiling hungrily behind a gas mask. And now, foul followers, we beckon you toward the glow and grant you unlimited access to the gates beyond hope, known as Frightmare Theater.
My doleful darlings, and welcome to another scintillating episode of Frightmare Theater. I am your rancid host, Dr. Necropolis. Tonight we have another noxious narrative that I think will have you looking for some... I'm sorry, I just can't right now with that infernal racket. Greg! 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 Stop that vacuum! Stop it this instant! Greg! Can you hear me? My dark gods! Listeners, you won't believe it, but our vacuum is operating of its own volition. Maybe I can reason with it. What do you want, O Sultan of Suckage? Oh, so it's combat you want, eh? Well, have at you, you vacuous villain! A valiant effort, you dust-ridden devil, you! And this! Take this! A hit! A very palpable hit!
Oh, I'm free!
Damn it! No! Oh! It was that blasted ghost in the machine.
I told you! I'm not a ghost! I'm a poltergeist!
Well, hurry it up. You're free now, so be on your way, Portia, or whatever your name was. Is. Was.
It's Polly. Polly the Poltergeist. Not really that hard to remember.
Whatever. Just take your baleful belly aching somewhere else, would you? I've got a show to run.
Well, I never. Fine, I'll go. But first, I'm going to go and flood all of the toilets.
Ooh. Great. Now we'll have swamp monsters lurking around the lavatories again. And now, my linguished lovelies, we're going to start up tonight's putrid presentation entitled Library Donation. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to go find a plunger. or three. Agnes, start the music. Al, roll the story!
O Satan, most wicked enemy of the faith, death of the human race, tempter of the righteousness, lover of evils, root and kindling of vices, seducer of humans, and master, most wicked dragon, author of diabolical power, inventor of evils.
Are you finding everything all right, sir?
Oh, yes. Sorry, you just startled me.
Excuse me, sir. I never mean to disturb. However, I was seeing if you might keep it down for the others.
Yes, I apologize.
That's all right. Reading the spooky stuff, eh? No wonder you jumped.
Yes, I'm doing some research for some writing.
Ah, so that's why I've seen you here so much lately. Must be writing a tome. I write some, too. I think just about everyone who works at a library is always working on something or other, fancying themselves as suffering, undiscovered poets. What's this you've been reading? The Goetia? Lesser Key of Solomon, what's that?
Spooky stuff.
I prefer writing the spooky stuff, too.
Really?
I could give you some samples if you like.
Look, I'm not really much of a writer or a reader, for that matter. Would you just let me finish this, please?
Sorry, of course. Don't let me bother you. By the way.
Yes?
Where'd you find these books? I've never seen them on the shelves before.
Strangely enough, in the classic literature section.
Likely misshelved. I'll have a talk with Maddie about that. Good day, sir.
Good day. Where was I? Seducer of humans and master most wicked dragon. Author of diabolical power, inventor of evils.
Guys.
Inventor of evils.
Is coming.
I banish you to the east.
Summon him now.
He is a doer of humans.
Lay the keystone.
Quiet! Come on. Get to the real work. Excuse me?
Yes?
Could I use your phone? I forgot mine at the motel. It's a business call, actually, about your library.
Nothing bad, I hope.
No. I'm one of the architects sent by the city to help renovate the place.
Oh, well, I'd let you have the staff phone, but Miss Thomas is using it. There's an old payphone at the diner across the street. You'll want to use the side entrance. Just head straight past the home and garden section, then swing a right towards Westerns. And whatever you do, when you see the bust of Shakespeare, don't go near it. That means you've gone too far. So put yourself in reverse and backtrack to the...
I think I can find it. I've been doing a lot of research on the layout of the place.
Very good. Oh, and one thing.
Yes?
I don't want to get in trouble with Miss Thomas. Please, don't let her know I've been chatting your ear off. She hates unnecessary conversation.
You haven't been chatting my ear off. I just asked you a simple...
I know, but don't tell her just the same.
Classic librarian. All right. Home and gardens. Past the Westerns. Don't look Shakespeare in the eyes. And here we are.
Thank you. Phones for customers only.
Oh, sorry. I'll have a cup of coffee.
Coming up.
Hi, Bill.
It's Guy.
It's going all right. I was just calling to let you know that I'm still tracking down those blueprints to the building and am coming up empty-handed.
I know.
You don't have to tell me again. I have no idea why they couldn't have just faxed it. But if they're paying us in anyway, it's taking a little longer than I thought. I also haven't been sleeping very well. When I first arrived, I got extremely sick and, well, my flight leaves at 6 tomorrow, and I hope. No, I think I can have some ideas for the place when I get back into town. I'll tell you all about it, and...
What? I can't understand you, Bill. Speak up.
Most wicked enemy of the faith. Death of the human race.
Bill?
I can't believe it. Just get out of my head.
You all right? Sounds like you need to get some coffee in ya. Here, take a seat.
You're not wrong about that.
Take a seat.
Thank you. I'm sorry for my outburst.
Honey, you ain't the first one who stumbled in here cork high and bottle deep.
I'm not drunk. Yeah.
You're new around here, aren't you?
People in this town don't let much slip by them, do they?
Small towns, small lives. Right, Pete?
Ha! Speak for yourself, Donna.
I do! Somebody's got to. With small lives comes big drama. I'm not about to let the government, no matter how big or small, tell me what to do. Like that library across the street. What do they need to spend all that money on? Barely anybody goes in there. Everybody's able to read what they want on the computer now. Not that anybody reads anymore these days. Why, my nephew...
A little sprucing up couldn't hurt.
Well, spruce it up over here at the diner. Well, I bet this little joint brings in more people than over there. But what do I know? I'm just a pack-a-day waitress whose life story could have been an inspiration for Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore.
Then why don't you look like Ellen Burstyn?
Well, a pack-a-day waitress is sure to put on a wrinkle or two, and a pound or 20. What's that you drawing there? On that napkin. What is that, what is it? A pentagram?
It's a sign of the devil.
Don't know. I guess it is. I wasn't paying attention.
See what I mean? People don't read anymore and people don't believe anymore. I tell you, this town is getting weirder and weirder.
How do you mean?
Well, the only reason...
Number 7's ready, Donna.
All right, hold your horses. The only reason I knew what that was is because I've seen it spray painted all over this town. Kids never used to do that around here, and definitely nothing like that.
Now, Donna... You know as well as I do that kids have been doing stuff like that forever. Seems like it starts up out of nowhere and then stops. They probably get caught and learn the true meaning of God from the left hand of their father.
How much for the coffee?
50 cents.
That's all?
What do you expect from a cheap waitress? Cheap coffee.
Shush now, baby, you scoundrel. Thanks, doll. Hope it helped.
Yeah, I do too. I don't think that coffee helped at all. Okay, we can do this. Just wish I could find out what it all means. I can't work until I get to the bottom of it. Why am I reading all of that Satan nonsense? I wish I could say that I'm just imagining hearing those voices because I'm reading all of those occult books. But I'm reading all of those occult books because I'm hearing these voices.
Something has got to be done about it.
Don't you think I'm aware of that? But what?
Really, it's none of our business.
Of course it's our business. It's a kid.
They can't raise the money, then not for long.
Shh.
Hello.
Hello.
Shh. Why do you always have to be so loud?
Why do you always have to be so stupid?
All right. Just find the plans. Get your mind focused on one thing. When I fly back home, I don't know how I'm going to explain this to Bill, why I've come up with so little all this time trying to find the plans, and I've spent hours, days, poring over those goddamn books.
Shh.
But there's got to be something in them to help ward away. Oh, Jesus. What am I saying? What am I doing? And here I go. Back over to them. Where was I? Most wicked dragon, author of diabolical power, inventor of evils, the palaces of crowned kings, the habitations of all things which dwell, were burnt for beacons, cities were consumed. Oh, Apollon, Marlock, Paris, Athan, Beliath, Beelzebub, Lucifer, Sepulchrophobus, Vespertus, Precipitopus, Magistro.
We close in 10 minutes, sir.
Jesus!
Sorry.
We close in 10 minutes.
Thank you.
You'd better give that stuff a rest. You're as gray as a ghost.
Yeah, I think I'll give the children's section a try. Thanks.
Library close in 10 minutes, everybody. Library close in 10 minutes.
Nothing. There's nothing here. No ritual, protection, spells, magic words. All of these books only summon demons. God, I can't believe I'm talking about this. Or that I'm talking to myself. Come on, remember why you're here. Find the plans. Excuse me.
Yes.
I've been searching for some specific text for a while now.
I know. You've been here for the greater part of the day. Every day, actually. We've been seeing a lot of you. It's always pleasing to see people still using the library, even though...
Well, I'm looking through... Well, I'm not sure how I found myself there, but your occult section, and I'm looking for...
We don't have an occult section.
I know, but I found some books and... Anyway, I'm looking for a certain ritual text. I'm writing a paper, you see.
No need to lie, mister.
Sunderman.
I know who you are. You're the contractor who's tearing down our library.
I'm not tearing down your library. The city is merely renovating it.
Yes. Gutting it, bulldozing it, ripping out the West Wing where all the precious historical records are held. With the impending destruction, the hoodlums in the area are already defiling the place, stealing books, taking off with furniture. We have to chain up the doors at night for extra security. It's a tragedy.
Well, book burning is not part of the renovation committee's plans, miss. Honestly, you could use some computers around this place. I'm not sure how you've managed this long. And as far as gutting the place, as you put it, it's necessary to install an up-to-date air conditioning unit. Perhaps if it was 10 degrees cooler in here, then you might have more people coming in, because I say it feels like I'm standing under the hole in the ozone layer.
Libraries are very holy, Mr. Sunderman. They're a place of reflection, meditation, for facilitating the expansion of the mind. You might as well tear down a church.
Miss Thomas, remember what our role in the community is? To help and inform the citizens, not to berate them.
Sorry, Mr. Downs.
Hello, Mr. Sunderman. I'm sorry for this lecture. Miss Thomas is very allegiant to this place and is an exceptionally loyal employee. If she weren't, then she knows I'd fire her on the spot. I know she means well. Well, we all feel the same about this place. But it's time to be practical about things. The library just isn't what it used to be, and I'll admit, needs to finally catch up with the times. Well, I think it'll be for the better. It's nice to finally meet you, Mr. Sandeman. I've been out of town. Did you get my suggestions for the new building?
Yes, I did. We'll see if we can implement your ideas, but I will say that, well, practically thinking, they just don't fit in with the plans for the... We'll talk soon.
Fine, fine. Now, what can we help you with?
I've been looking through the architectural plans of the building and have found some inaccuracies in the layout. Quite frankly, they don't match up.
Yes. Well, it's very common with such old buildings. You see, when the library was built in 1892, the architect was very meticulous in the artistry. Back then, the city was exceptionally wealthy and spared no expense on the place. Unlike today. Well, he apparently went through many different variations on the layout, so there were nearly 25 or more blueprints drawn up until he decided on the one that was most satisfactory, which leads us to the building we're standing in today. If you haven't found what you're looking for, then they could be in the basement. Well, I'm sure that one of our fine librarians can assist you. Miss Thomas?
Yes, Mr. Downs.
Do you know anyone who might be able to help this good citizen?
Yes, Mr. Downs.
Fine. Good day, Mr. Sandeman. We'll talk very soon.
Yes. Goodbye.
Hello, sir. What might I help you with?
Where might I find the actual blueprints for the building? The basement?
Mr. Downs doesn't know what he's talking about. You might try locating it in one of our microfiche machines. Much of the older information was copied and stored on there many years ago.
I'll try there.
But I thought you said you were looking for...
Forget it.
Occult matters? I'm sure you've just about wiped out our entire catalog. I'm afraid I don't know what else I can do for you.
That's all right.
Might I ask what any of this has to do with architecture?
It's merely a curiosity. The film?
Here. We do close in about 5 minutes. It might be best to come back tomorrow.
I'll see what I can find. Thank you. Just focus on what you're doing. You're looking for the plans. Tonight you'll get some sleep, and tomorrow you'll be on your way home. I don't think that coffee helped at all. All right. 1896. 1893, 1892, here we go. Yes, this is it. All right, this matches up. Very well done. They certainly knew how to build a structure back then. Odd design though. Must have been part of the Nouveau style. Sorry to see the artistry go, but central heating. Now, where to put the computers? I think the historical section could be moved to the basement. Oh, wait. Where's the basement? But there's no basement on these plans. Mr. Downs said there was a basement. Strange.
The library will be closing in 5 minutes.
All right, Ms. Thomas. You win. I'll come back tomorrow. All this dirt get on my hands. Place needs a good dusting on top of being demolished. Warm water. That's what I'll do when I get back to the motel. Have a long shower. That'll help. I'm working too hard. That's all. Stop talking to yourself. You're not crazy. What made me spend an entire day looking through old witchcraft books? Reverting back to my childhood? Must be something missing in my life. I feel good. Stop. breathe. In. Out. In. Out.
Stop!
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I figured since it was near closing time, I could get a head start on cleaning the men's.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I try to do my best to keep it clean. Though I refuse to touch the underside of the urinal. Are you all right?
Yes, fine. Did you hear anything I was saying just now?
No. Yes.
Pay no attention to it. I've been overworked and just need some sleep. Sorry, continue on with what you were doing.
No need to apologize. Between you and me, I get the same way too. Nightmares.
I've certainly been having those.
Sleeping pills?
Recently.
No need to say any more. I'll leave you be.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Do you know much about this town?
Other than that I've lived here all my life? No. Why?
I'm not from around these parts. I'm here to... I'm here on business, and I'm looking for another motel to stay at. There's something about it, and here too, actually. I can't seem to sleep. I'm very sensitive, and I think the wiring needs replaced. Have you heard of electromagnetic fields?
No, but I do know the best thing to clean dirty floors. Want to know what it is?
What?
Baking soda.
Thank you.
I think I do know what you mean, though.
You do?
Between you and me, there's lots of strange things in this world, this town. Maybe not electromagnetics. It's something else. I don't know what it is, but I can just feel it. Between you and me, I've always thought myself to be a bit psychic.
Oh, really?
I can feel energies too, sense things. There's a world beyond our own. Not out there, but close by. Entities standing right next to you, even. Between you and me, they may even be standing next to us right now. But what am I saying? Between you and me during work hours, I sometimes sweep my way over to the mystery section to catch up on Miss Marple's latest case. So no wonder I'm always seeing the possibility of strange things and murders all about.
Well... thanks for your input.
Sure. And this little conversation will just be between you and...
between you and me. Right.
Right. And get some sleep. You do look a bit rough. I think your imagination may be getting the best of you. Good night.
Come on. Maybe buying a box fan will help. A little white noise. What the?
Hello?
Now who turned off the lights already? Hello? I know you're closing, but I was in the bathroom, Miss... cleaning lady? I can barely see back here. Hello?
All right, stay calm. At least they left the outside light on by the entrance. Otherwise, I wouldn't. Oops. So long, Mr. Shakespeare.
Now, why would they chain the place up from the inside? Extra security. But how does anyone get out? Hello? Mr. Downs? Ms. Thomas? Side door. I probably know the layout of this place better than anyone.
Here we go. God damn it! Hello? Are you here, miss? My name's Guy Sunderman. I was talking to you in the bathroom just moments ago. No. No. Please, no.
Is he here?
Is he the one?
Set it loose.
Please, God.
We have him now.
No.
Sanctify the flesh.
Promises of crown.
Please, please get me out of here! God, please! God damn it! Where is anything? Here! Help me! Help me! Is anyone out there? A law light. Someone's downstairs. Oh, thank God. Thank God. Oh, thank you. 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 Thank you.
No, 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 no. Over there. Move it to the left. To the left.
Mr. Downs.
No, the black one.
Miss Thomas.
No, get the black hand.
Hello.
No, open up.
Hello.
What were you saying? Open it to page 59. That's a good passage. Yes, yes. What did I say?
Mr. Downs?
What? Sunderman.
I'm so glad you're here. They locked the door on me and I couldn't get out.
Well, we are very punctual on our closing hours.
I was so scared.
Hello, boy. Did you get any more inspiration for your story?
No, I moved on to something else. Could you?
Writing's more difficult than people think. I got drawers of ideas I'll never get around to.
Well, never mind the occult stories. Did you find the plans for the building you were looking for?
I did, but I think I'd like to go home now. Come back tomorrow.
Yes, there is a great deal of work that goes into demolishing a building. And writing stories on top of that.
Right now, I just need some... How did you know I was looking through the occult books?
Oh, I know everything that goes on around here. I am the director, you know.
Of course.
And having built this place, I have intimate knowledge of every nook and cranny.
What?
Oh. I built the library. I designed it.
And I clean it.
Yes, and what would we do without you, Mrs. Levy?
I don't understand. It was built over 100 years ago.
Not much changes in these small towns, city boy. All of our staff here are very tied to the library. They have been for many, many years, and would hate to see anything happen to it.
I think there's someone out there. A murderer.
There's no murderer. Only us.
You are about to embark on a great journey, Mr. Sunderman. Your purpose will serve the citizens of this town and keep the library alive. And it won't even require the removal of one single brick.
We found your dagger, sir.
Excellent. Set it next to the chicken head.
Please, tell me what is going on.
You're gonna,
Charles.
Sorry.
You're going to help us.
What is going on? Why me?
You,
Charles! Would you finish lighting these candles? Thank you. The state sent you to do away with our library, and we simply won't have that. Especially with your designs. Imagine replacing this room romantic stone temple erected in the honor of beauty and knowledge, with a glass steel-beamed postmodern abomination. Or concrete brutalism? Why, what would Brunelleschi think, if you even know who he is? Besides, we need this building to inform the masses about the true way.
True way?
The true way of literature. Good literature. Well, why do you think we have no computers, only physical, historical records? Why do you think we have such an extensive occult section, I might ask? The magic is in the paper the words are written on. The magic is in the cement and the wood that shelters us. All to bring forth the return. The return of the great ones. Milton, Dante, Marlowe, Spencer, Donne, the masters.
Those voices in my head.
Oh, there are no voices in your head, Mr. Sunderman. They are actually quite real. The building was speaking to you. This library is the heart of the community, even if the mayor doesn't think so, and it's the heart of us. Shatter a pillar or sever a pipe and you might as well cut all of our throats. This building is a living entity, and it requires blood. That's where you come in. Where are you going, Mr. Simon?
The library needs your donation.
Let me go! Please, let me go!
Your charity will be honored for generations with a bench bearing a plaque with your name etched on it.
Imagine! All the citizens will be sitting on your memory.
Where's Miss Thomas? Miss Thomas!
Mrs. Thomas is not one of us. Just an employee on the payroll. Excellent librarian, though.
We had to get you here without suspicion. Kidnapping you would have proved too risky, and besides, the library has its own ways of getting a hold of you. Would somebody strip him, please?
Let me go!
Oh, it'll be all right when he gets here. You'll see.
Who? When who gets here?
There he is now. Quiet, everyone. Places.
Who? When who gets here?
Charles, get your robe on. This isn't some family picnic.
Right, sir.
When who gets here?
Will this one do, Mr. Downs?
Well, it's a goat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then it'll do.
If I'm gone, they'll just send someone else to tear this place down.
We already have one of our own lined up to take your position. And I think we'll suggest to him your idea about installing some air conditioning units. You're right. It will draw in more people.
They'll find me! The police will know I'm missing! There's always clues! Blood! Blood! Blood!
It will all be cleared away, won't it, Mrs. Levy?
Spick and span, my dear. Like I said, baking soda does wonders for dirty floors.
What did I read in those books? The Key of Solomon. I banish you to the east. I banish you to the west.
You didn't do your homework, I'm afraid. You had plenty of time.
Don't do this. It's the mayor, the politicians. Blame them. I'm not the one you want.
Well, this will put a stop to your fatal disease infecting true works of art. But, of course, you're not who we want. You're who he wants.
You're crazy! You're all crazy, for the love of God!
Now, why'd you have to bring him into this?
Donna?
I may not use the library. Hell, I read Harlequin romances, but it brings in good business. Well, some business. I'll take what I can get.
Does anyone have any more matches?
Here, hon, take my cigarette.
Shh! Quiet, everyone.
Quiet now.
He's coming.
Candles lit, attire adorned, sacrifice procured.
Please, 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 I implore you.
It's too late. He's just outside the door.
Double, toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Thank you. Well, it just goes to show you that you can't always trust those librarians out there, boys and ghouls. Why do you think they're always trying to get you to be so quiet, hmm? Could it be that they don't want you to know the truth? Oh, sure, they get you at an early age. Reading is fun, they tell you. Take a look, it's in a book. You can unlock the key to imagination by turning every page. Well, perhaps if you read between the lines, then you'd discover their secret diabolical plot to transform the entire world into one giant library, where all trapped within are forced to eternally serve their dark lord and master, Melville Jewish. Well, boys and ghouls, don't say I didn't warn you. All right!
The Frightmare Theater podcast is brought to you by Arcane, where your nightmares become reality. Tonight's radio theater presentation, entitled Library Donation, written and directed by Andrew McMurtry, featured the voice talents of Drew Dively, Heath Hillhouse, Nicole McLaughlin, Spencer Tilly, Sarah Hillhouse, Joey Borovica, Annie Crumbaugh, and Andrew McMurtry. The Frightmare Theater theme and supplemental music is created by the terrifyingly talented Chris Puselli and Allison Johnston, and can be found along with other haunting scores at chrispuscellipiano.com. All previous petrifying episodes of Frightmare Theater are proudly displayed for the shock and horror of the masses at FrightmareTheater.com. Be sure to stalk Frightmare Theater on social media and subscribe via iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite listening app. We so deeply wish to thank you for listening and hope you succumb to the dark urges of horror radio theater with us again next month for an all-new episode. Until then, I am the announcer wishing you pleasant dreams.